Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, would you consider eating another woman's cooking almost as bad as cheating?
That was the center of group therapy. And then we got an update from Shannon about whether she and her family are going on the trip with the other family where there was scandal and the husband lost his job.
And we did not see this update coming. Plus, we test you on your dude knowledge. There's setting the bar stories.
There's dad jokes. Enjoy your podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
It's...
I'm talking to Aaron more and more. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
It's October 3rd.
Yeah, or it's Mean Girls Day, or as the New Heights podcast tweeted, happy Taylor Swift, the life of a showgirl release day to all who celebrate. And it's Travis and Jason, their heads superimposed over Lindsay Lohan in that scene. On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was. It's the life of a showgirl release day. Oh, shoot. So
they're really digging into their teenage girl, aren't they? That's great.
They are a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
And they're leaning into that. That's for sure.
Well, Jason is a girl dad, so that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it. I get it. Her album released last night. Of course, the vinyls printed at Target. Fate of Ophelia is the lead single. Yeah, so that one sounds like a banger. The entire album is very, like, it's a cross between Reputation, 1989. It has those vibes. So I think for the Swifties, you're going to enjoy this. Yeah, you're going to dig that. So, yeah, we'll be sprinkling in those songs starting today and all weekend to celebrate Taylor. We'll hook you up with more tickets for the official Life of a Showgirl release party movie at AMC 20. That's tomorrow at 11. And we'll have that. Now, the Life of a Showgirl title track with Sabrina Carpenter, that's how she ends the album.
So I say, thank you for the lovely bouquet. I'm married to the hustle, and now I know the life of a showgirl, babe. And I'll never know another. Hey, hidden by the lipstick and lace. Sequins are forever, and now I know the life of a showgirl.
Yeah, so I
that sounds like a good one.
Yeah, no, I mean they're
solid.
Like I said, there are several on there that are bangers. So I gotta be honest, I had to look up several words. The Fate of Ophelia. I'm like, oh, that's fun.
What's that a reference to?
What's Ophelia?
Help me understand it.
it's Shakespeare. Okay,
I need
all right.
My Taylor to English dictionary.
This is definitely English teacher meets gym teacher. Yes, exactly. Yes. So like Ophelia. All right, okay, that's a reference to Shakespeare. That she has a song called Opalite. I'm like, no clue what that is.
Okay. So just have a dictionary nearby so you can further understand the song.
I mean, do you know what opalite is?
No.
So
is that like a jewel?
Well, yeah,
I know what opal is.
Yes, exactly. So I guess it is man-made opal.
Oh, all right. Well, there's man-made diamonds, lab-grown diamonds are a big thing.
Yeah. So, have a dictionary handy just so you are have your Google Translate, your Taylor Swift to English Google Translate.
Hang on, even more. Opalite's meaning is rooted in its perceived ability to promote emotional balance, facilitate communication, and encourage spiritual growth and transformation.
Oh my gosh, this is deep.
Oh my.
Oh, this is deep.
I mean, it's a pretty stone.
Sure.
Well, there's more than jewelry.
All right. All right. So, yeah, the entire album's out. Like I said, we'll be celebrating all weekend. We'll be playing back-to-back Taylor, two for Taylor, beginning at 5 this afternoon with Emily. And all weekend on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, we'll do a feel-good story.
An 81-year-old man sent the sweetest group text at 2:30 a.m.
Okay.
And it's to the most unexpected recipients.
Not like his parole officer or anything, because it's a feel-good.
No, not his family.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We do feel-good stories. Kelly K.
This is a really sweet group text message.
Okay.
Sent at 2:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
by an 81-year-old man.
Okay.
So the person that shared this is the wife of a teammate of mm-hmm. this man. Her husband plays with.
Mm-hmm.
They play, I guess, softball together.
Okay.
He says, well, guys.
Okay.
Just up to do my middle of the night pee.
Oh.
I've been laying in bed for the past half hour thinking about tonight's game and thinking about the great bunch of guys I'm allowed to play with.
Oh.
I really appreciate the way you guys treat me as an equal and not just an old fart.
Oh.
You know, there are a couple of songs I often think of. One is Don't Let the Old Man In. Mm-hmm. The other is When Did I Get Old?
Mm.
The first I like, the second I do not.
Oh.
It's you guys that keep me living by the first one. Except for you guys, I would not be playing ball. No daily walks, no light weights. There would be no reason to do those things.
Oh.
It's all of you who keep going and give me the reason to get out of bed in the morning.
Oh.
All of you should take pride in knowing that there's one old fart you help keep going every day. I don't know if I will get another year in the league or not. Oh, crap, I don't buy green bananas anymore. But I do know this will be the year of ball play I will remember, all because of 14 great people. I will do my best to contribute to the team as best I can. Mm. How sweet is that?
Wow.
He was in his feelings at 2:30 in the morning and sent that to the team.
He was, yep. Sometimes you just have those epiphanies late at night.
Yeah, he said, some days are better than others.
Yeah.
Now I got that off my chest, I will try to go back to La La Land again. That's just the cutest thing.
It's cute.
And then you slide over and there's a picture of him. You've got a little king over him. He just looks like he's so happy.
Sure.
We'll put it on our Instagram story so you can check it out. But that's just the sweetest thing. 2:30 in the morning. He's like, I got to text this to the guys.
I gotta let them know.
Listen, I was up to pee and I was thinking about some things.
Deep thoughts.
Had to get it off my chest. Thought that was the sweetest thing ever. You can see it again. Instagram stories at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, it's time for a little Can't Beat Kelly.
It's time to put that useless pop culture knowledge to work. Here comes Can't Beat Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Let's introduce you to Amy calling us from Hillview. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Ben Davis.
Hi there. Say hi to Kelly.
Hi there.
Hi, Kelly.
So Amy's wearing her Robert Hossenpepper is my dad t-shirt.
This is so great. That makes my heart so happy.
Sure am.
I love that. Is 5'3 and a half, has brown hair, drives a Buick. How long have you been married to your partner, Amy?
We've been together since 2017.
2017.
Okay.
Things are going well.
It's a good run.
That is a good run.
Yeah.
All right.
Driving on the Subaru. No,
she doesn't drive a Subaru. Amy, all right, so what we're going to do is Can't Beat Kelly. We're going to kick her out of the room, ask you 5 pop culture questions, bring Kelly back in, ask her the same 5 pop culture questions.
How confident are you? Are you up on all your pop culture stuff?
No, not even a little bit.
Okay.
This will be great
for
you.
This will be fun.
This will be great
for
you.
She's going to get 5. They always say that, and then they get 5.
You're 8-0. And all right, let's say goodbye to Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
Bye, Kelly.
All right, she's leaving. Let's wait until she's there, and here we go. All right. Question number 1, Amy. Which company recently shut down its dial-up internet service?
AT&T.
This famous hip-hop artist will return to the Olympics as part of the coverage for the Milan Games in February.
Flavor Flav.
Bad Bunny will headline the 2026 Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Who performed for Super Bowl 59?
It was somebody people didn't like. Oh, it was that guy. Oh, Lamar. Kendrick Lamar.
Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco recently got married. What teen show did Selena star in on the Disney Channel?
It wasn't the Jesse Show, but that's the only one I can think of.
Okay. Zach Bryan made history by performing a sold-out show to a record-breaking crowd of 112,408 people. Where did he do this?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay, let's bring Kelly in. Kelly, come on in! All right, Kelly's on her way in.
Congratulations on your win, Kelly.
You don't have confidence, do you? she's already congratulating you on your win.
Oh, really?
Well, we'll just say Amy got one right.
Okay. All right.
All right, so to tie...
I should probably be fired if I don't get more than one right.
Let's go through the process.
Okay.
All right. All right, Amy, sit tight. Here we go. Question number one for Kelly. What company recently shut down its dial-up internet service?
AOL.
AOL is correct, not AT&T. This famous hip-hop artist will return to the Olympics as part of the coverage for the Milan Games in February.
Snoop Dizzle.
Yep, Snoop Dogg, not Flava Flav.
Oh, that's a good guess, though. Flava Flav was part of it. Didn't he sponsor one of the teams, like the women's water polo team?
Yeah, he did.
That's a solid answer.
It was a solid answer. Wasn't part of the coverage, though. All right.
Okay.
Bad Bunny will headline the 2026 Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Who performed for Super Bowl 59?
Super Bowl 59 was Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar. You both got that right. Selena Gomez and Benny Blanco recently got married. What teen show did Selena star in on the Disney Channel?
Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yep, not Jesse.
Good guess, though.
Good guess. That is the only one I can think of.
All right, Amy.
We watched that show, too. Loved it.
For a perfect score and to go 9-0, Zach Bryan made history by performing a sold-out show to a record-breaking crowd of 112,408 people. Where was this?
Zach Bryan. Bourbon and Beyond.
That is incorrect.
Oh, dang it.
The correct answer was Michigan Stadium there in Ann Arbor.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Which is close to Atlanta.
We don't play Zach Bryan. So how was I supposed to know that?
It's pop culture. Oh. It was a record-breaking thing.
Oh, yeah, I didn't. Mm-mm.
And yes, Amy, that wasn't Atlanta. And
that's
not
a good guess, though.
Not Bourbon and
was
Beyond.
Was it Bourbon and Beyond?
It wasn't Bourbon and Beyond.
It should have been.
No. Hey, Amy, you didn't do well. You actually lost.
Nope. That's okay, though.
Yeah. But we're going to hook you up with a prize for playing, okay?
Grade on a curve.
Well, I love you guys.
Yeah. Amy, one last thing before we end this segment.
This is the shaming part.
Yeah. My name is Amy, and I can't beat Kelly.
Oh, my name is Amy, and I couldn't come close to beating Kelly.
Yeah, there it is. But you look great.
You look
great
doing
in
it.
The process.
That's right.
Absolutely. Your hair is shiny and bouncy. Okay, all right. Hang tight.
She dropped the call to start the
She's like, I'm done. I'm done with you. All right, hey, can't beat Kelly.
Amazing.
Time for a setting the bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do,
right.
Or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Right. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting ChatGPT out you to the police when you get in trouble, you're doing okay.
Whoops. Oh, no.
Whoops.
Oh, no.
Now, look. Ryan's only 19. He's got a long life ahead of him. All right. Made a mistake. Not really sure why he decided to damage 17 vehicles in a Missouri State University parking lot. He was hitting windshields, ripping off windshield wipers, damaging side mirrors, denting hoods.
Why.
Yeah, maybe his girlfriend broke up with him. Maybe
sounds like that.
Something happened. He got angry. Or maybe he just got a weird wild hair up his butt. Anyways, it's unclear why he did it. Happened about 3 o'clock in the morning. All right. Now, Ryan was caught on surveillance cameras. Everything has surveillance cameras now.
Sure.
Police track him down, interview him. He's like, not me.
Oh, not me at all.
So they're like, hey, can we see your phone? He's like,
got
yeah.
Wrong person, yeah.
Yeah, they're like, all right. So the police find a ChatGPT conversation at 3:47.
Oh boy.
In the morning.
Uh-huh.
Where he describes what he did, then asks if he could go to jail for this.
Oh my gosh.
ChatGPT's answer, because I know you're probably wondering, well, what did ChatGPT say?
Yes.
Urged him to, quote, seek help.
Oh, wow.
So,
but did he say, yep, you're on the right track with thinking that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Ryan, yep, poor Ryan, charged with first-degree property damage. It's a felony, facing up to 4 years in prison. Hopefully, he gets his life back in order because, yeah, 19, he's just a kid. He made a mistake, sure.
Yeah, and now maybe if he thinks to ask ChatGPT before committing the crime, maybe he'll learn to not.
Maybe he'll go, oh, well, maybe that would be a bad idea.
Maybe that's his learning journey.
Yeah, it's not the after the fact going,
right.
Hey, by the way, was this bad?
Yeah.
And ChatGPT is like, yeah, it was kind of bad. Yeah,
and then we don't do that. And then we don't do that. Maybe that's his path.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
It's like the criminal commenting on the Facebook post, never going to get me.
Right. Right.
Ah, so there you go. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX. So even before the Life of a Showgirl dropped at midnight, people already dissecting the lyrics, trying to find, okay, who's this going to be about? Who are the people who wronged Taylor? And what is she going to be writing about? And so now, after it's been released, people are like, you know what? I think we found something.
Oh.
Charlie XCX. So Charlie opened for Taylor back in 2018 for her Reputation tour. But they kind of had a falling out when Charlie started kind of buddying up to the band, the 1975. Now, recently, she just ended up marrying their drummer, George, who is bandmates with Maddie Healy. Of course, that's Taylor's ex.
Uh-huh.
So, that being said, Charlie had released a song about kind of Taylor, Everything is Romantic. And so Taylor released kind of a response to that called Actually Romantic.
I heard you call me boring Barbie when you're out feeling brave.
Oh, okay. Okay. I'm liking this side of Taylor.
The vindictive side.
Yes.
And then you said you're glad he ghosted me.
Oh, glad he ghosted her.
Wrote me a song saying it makes you sick to see my face.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Those are strong words.
These are strong words, Taylor.
Some people might be offended, but it's actually sweet.
Yeah, so she goes on and says, it's actually sweet. It's actually romantic that it's like you're flirting with me type of thing, that I'm in your head so much. So anyways, so Charlie XCX, Taylor. Okay, that one. Actually Romantic. Of course, there is the Life of the Showgirl, which that's the only collaboration track on the album. That's with Sabrina Carpenter. And it's the last one on her album.
So I say, thank you for the lovely bouquet. I'm married to the hustle and now I know the life of a showgirl, babe. And I'll never know another. Hey, hidden by the lipstick and
yeah, sounds pretty good. On a lighter note, I guess Wendy's is offering free French fries.
Oh,
in honor of the album release.
What's the tie-in?
Does
she love their fries?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe it's just a reason people to check out Wendy's.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you have to use the app or the website. Uber Eats and Krispy Kreme also offering deals on Life of a Showgirl Day, which dropped, like I said, at midnight tonight or last night. All right, so we'll play The Fate of Ophelia, which I had to kind of... All right, who is Ophelia? There's another song called Opalite, which I had to look up what that meant.
Yeah, and there was like a deeper meaning behind that.
I know. I like, well, someone was, Emily, she and I were talking about it yesterday afternoon. I was like, man, there's a song called Opalite. I didn't know. She was like, do you think it means opal? And yes. I was like, oh, well, maybe it does.
Yes. And so, I thought, okay, that must be like a form of opal.
Yeah.
Which is a jewel.
For sure. Gem. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're going to need maybe your Taylor to English dictionary just to make sure that you are understanding everything. But yeah, The Fate of Ophelia is her title or her first single. We'll play it in its entirety for you. All right. First listen, Fate of Ophelia, 9970 JX. Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly. I've never written into a radio show before.
Hi there.
So I feel kind of weird doing this, but you two sound like pretty chill people, so here goes, LOL.
Listen, we're not chill.
No, we're not.
We're actually the opposite of chill.
He's new here, though. It's fine.
We are the opposite of chill.
So this situation's turned into way more of a thing than I ever thought it would.
Okay.
I have a female coworker who sometimes brings me leftovers from her house.
Okay.
She's got a boyfriend, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But she just likes to cook, makes a lot of food, knows I'm not picky, will eat just about anything, and honestly, I appreciate it. Because it saves me from eating gas station food or frozen pizza all the time.
Okay.
Well, my new girlfriend found out and she was not happy.
Okay.
She told me that she loves cooking for me and mm-hmm. that I shouldn't be eating another woman's food because cooking is intimate.
Oh.
She even said it's almost as bad as cheating.
Oh.
Well, dang, I didn't see that coming. To me, it's just leftovers that would have gone in the trash anyway. Am I totally missing something here? Is it actually crossing a line? Thanks, guys. Call me Terry.
I mean, the phrase, way to a man's heart is through his stomach is a phrase for a reason.
Maybe.
So maybe your girlfriend really understands that, or maybe she's, that's very random. Like I was going to say,
very random.
I was going to say maybe she's been burned by someone who's fed her, her ex-boyfriend something and he strayed. I don't know.
It doesn't sound like that's the case here with Terry's just like, hey, cool, good food and it's free.
Yeah, yeah, all right.
Like, he's not reading into it. He didn't say my attractive coworker.
No, he didn't. He didn't say that he has an attraction to this coworker.
He
thinks maybe even she has a girlfriend.
A boyfriend.
But yeah, uh-huh. I mean, you know, I guess if we look under the layers of things, maybe, okay, if this coworker of his is, you know, he's attracted to this coworker of his.
Then there might be something to it
where, you know, she knows, oh, you know what? He likes my cooking. I'm just going to, you know, keep feeding him. He's going to enjoy it. Hey, I had some leftover lasagna. Do you want to try my lasagna?
Doesn't sound like she's saying it like that.
Maybe she is, Kelly.
Okay.
Then if that's the case, okay, I see.
Feeling like Terry would have picked up on that, though. If he is dense, then even better for Terry's girlfriend. Like, he's not going to pick up any signals. She has nothing to worry about.
Until it's too late.
It's good. It's good.
Where it's pretty fine. Soon the coworker's like, you know what? I have leftovers, but I left them in my car. Do you want to come out to my car and get them with me?
Okay, then that's more of a dicier situation, but I don't think Terry's going to get the leftovers from the car.
And then Terry goes, yeah, I love your leftovers. Let's go to your car.
And what are you doing? Why are you still playing this out?
I don't know. I'm trying in my brain to figure out why this is such a big deal.
No, I think she's being paranoid with this. It doesn't sound like I'm not picking up from Terry that there is anything about this coworker other than she brings him food and he thinks that's cool. Because saving him money, tasty. Like that's his mindset. And you have to, as his girlfriend, you have to look at that.
I love food.
Right.
All right. He's thanks, Terry.
Oh, me eat food.
I like food.
She bring food.
She
me
bring
eat
food,
food.
I eat food. Why is he now a caveman?
I don't know. That's kind of Terry's confused by it because there's nowhere in his mind on any planet is anything going on with the coworker that's bringing him the food. He's just like, she's nice. She had extra food. She brought it for me. Yay.
Yeah. It sounds like it's more than once though. But anyways.
Right. Well, yes. And he's just like, cool, bring it on. Cause that means I don't have to go buy anything.
The coworker's like,
tastes worse than this.
Finally, someone likes my food.
Stop it. Stop.
You got a little something on your chin. Can I wipe it off?
You know what? Maybe this coworker is thinking about opening a restaurant at some point, and she wants to get other opinions on her cooking. It could be that.
I love how we're just speculating about everything.
We're making up lots of backstories, I understand.
All right, 502-795-1997. Don't know if you've ever been in a situation like this, or you've stolen a man because of your food.
Ooh.
Have you done that?
Maybe, just for context, so that Terry can understand where his girlfriend's coming from.
Yeah, exactly. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories coming up. Can you lure a person by cooking for them into your love trap?
Love trap? That's what Terry's girlfriend thinks is going on.
Yeah, Terry's like, hey, I got a coworker who is a female. I think she's dating someone. But anyways, she gives me leftovers. And my girlfriend found out, and she's not happy.
Right.
She says,
so he's like, is this a thing? I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah, Jen says, in my family, cooking for someone or feeding them is how you show love.
Oh.
So maybe she comes from a family like that, you know, where, you know, now all of a sudden the coworker's like, hey, how did you like my pudding?
Pudding?
I put vanilla wafers on top, just how you like it.
Oh, wow.
Then
another text. Yes. If he is the only one she's feeding, if she brings in food for others as well, totally fine. But if the coworker is only bringing him food, she might be wooing him.
Hey, Nadia.
So I do have a boyfriend, and I actually cook for a lot of people. Like, I have neighbors come over. I worked at Bellagio Nail Bar for a little bit, and I would bring some of the workers some food.
Oh, I bet that was so good.
I love cooking for people.
Uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. So there's nothing for her to worry about.
Oh, no. And if someone cooks for my man, you better cook something right, because that man gobbles down.
He gobbles down more than the leftovers, if you know what I mean.
Okay, stop. See, you're not helping with that.
Oh, my goodness.
Nadia, thank you for maybe giving Terry a little bit of reprieve here.
Yes, perspective.
Oh, I don't take it personally. I don't think he should be worried, unless if there's something more in his mind going on than what he's actually thinking.
Yeah.
No, clearly, there's nothing in Terry's mind that's going on behind. Besides, he's just getting free food and it's great.
Yeah, he's clearly caveman-like. All right, Nadia, thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
Is this Andrew the Love Doctor?
Of course, my man.
Andrew the Love Doctor. What? All right, what's going on here?
I feel like we need to get Terry's girlfriend on the horn, don't we?
Yeah, you guys are both absolutely correct. It's about the dialogue between Terry and this coworker. I don't get any indication that he's interested or she's doing it to flirt. You have to know what that dialogue looks like when she's offering food to him. You guys are 100% right. His girlfriend doesn't really have anything to be concerned about. Now, dialogue changes or something, that's a different story, but you guys are 100% right. And for the record, I've never seen two people go down so many rabbit holes in such a short period of time than you guys.
Like I said, Terry doesn't know that we're the opposite of chill.
That's an accurate statement, Ben.
Yeah, we dig. We're archaeologists for drama. We just keep digging and digging.
That's right. All right. Well, Andrew the Love Doctor, thank you as always for your insight.
Keep on loving, guys.
Kara says, love you guys. Tried to take a drink of my coffee while Ben was talking. I laughed so hard, coffee came out my nose. Sorry about that, Kara.
That's our bad. That's our bad. Now, Brent says food is a love language. He's kind of stoking those flames a little bit. Kelly from Crescent Hill, I mean, I can microwave all day.
Yeah.
Maybe she's like, give some to me.
Listen, no one would ever, if Kelly was ever your coworker or you ever worked here, you would never have to worry about that happening.
Why do you need to say it like that?
like, whoa, she doesn't cook at all. She's the worst in the kitchen.
Well, first of all, I've worked with you for a long, long time, and you've never brought any leftovers in. The only leftovers you've ever brought in are Halloween candy.
That is true. Listen, we only make enough food to feed the four people. I have a 16-year-old boy. Okay, there's never going to be leftovers.
Hang on. Amber just rolls in with a little caution.
Okay.
My ex had a woman that cooked Puerto Rican food for him. Oh. Found out later, he was cheating on me with her. Now they are engaged.
Oh! He always described her as being an older woman, so I never thought for a second. But then I always thought that there was a small red flag that went off my head.
It started with the Puerto Rican food.
But listen, it sounds like Terry's immune to those signals if she's tossing them out. So that's what we need to focus
on. At least
yet. Terry is not picking up on that.
So wait, what are we even saying? We're just spiraling conspiracy theories.
I think that, again, he eases his girlfriend's mind. Now, this may be a sticking point. She might be putting her foot down like, nope, don't eat that.
Don't accept
food
any of her, this wench's food.
That don't you eat that woman's food anymore.
Yeah.
So then, but how can't you just like eat it at work?
Well,
maybe.
Yeah,
don't bring it home.
That's probably what he does. But like,
but
she
told her about it.
Yeah, but like, you know,
so
she's
we
like,
just keep eating the leftovers and don't tell.
Hey, are you hungry? And he's like, no. Ashley brought in some leftovers. They were real good.
Okay.
And she's like, who's
stop
Ashley?
Stop telling her about Ashley's leftovers.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well. I mean, if you dive into the Facebook comments, Terry, it's just everybody's saying your girl's overreacting, basically.
A little cray-cray. Okay. So validation for Terry. Now, I don't know if that's going to fix Terry's problem, if his girlfriend's still going to have a problem with it.
There is some perspective here, and we'll end it with this. Someone said, bottom line, if he respects his girlfriend, he'll stop accepting the food from the coworker because it bothers her.
Okay.
It bothers
and
his
then
girlfriend.
If the coworker is, you know, a good person, she'll be like, oh, okay, no worries. I didn't mean to cause problems.
Yeah, yeah. And she's like, fine, I'll find someone else who enjoys my food.
To eat my food.
Then if she says that, then you know there was something else.
Oh, yeah, well, she gets offended.
Yeah, if she gets offended that you no longer want her leftovers.
And starts treating him
she's like, fine, I'm going to give them to Jack.
Then maybe his girlfriend's spidey senses were onto something.
Maybe he'll appreciate my food.
Okay.
All right.
Good things to think about. Terry, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome to the group therapy club.
Yes, exactly. Hopefully that helped. Keep us posted. That's group therapy. Time to test you on your
dude knowledge.
All right. We're going to introduce you to Riley, calling us from Jeff. Hi, Riley.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's dude knowledge, Riley. So all these questions are geared towards men and things
men
that men should know, right?
Should know, yes.
Yeah, should know. Riley is 5'4", has red hair, is an ophthalmic technician. Did I get that right?
Ophthalmic?
Yes.
Okay, all right. And she's engaged. She just got engaged. So there
Yay!
You go. Yes. So that's exciting. How'd he do it? How'd he propose?
We were in Gatlinburg.
Aww.
And that's he romantic. Did it up at Anacostia. So we rode the little thing all the way up and he proposed.
I love it.
Oh, what a great view.
I love it. All right. So Kelly can be called on once for help. All right. All these questions again are dude knowledge. All right. Here we go. Question number one. What team does Lamar Jackson play for?
He went to the Ravens, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. Baltimore Ravens. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You got it. Good job.
I know his hesitation made you. Second guess. I know.
I know. That's where I was like, because I know they all move around.
Yes. They do. Yes. They do. He's currently hurt, so not even playing right now.
But still with the Ravens.
But yes, okay. He's still with the Baltimore Ravens. There you go. All right. Question number two, dude knowledge. What car brand has the RAV4 and Tundra?
A Toyota.
Toyota.
Yes.
There you go.
So far, so good.
Yep. 2 for 2. All right, dude knowledge. What are the two common names for a screwdriver?
Do you have a Phillips head and the other one's like the flat head? Sure.
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, okay. That was the one I wouldn't. Yeah, I wasn't sure about the flathead. I was like, do they have that? Does that have a name?
Yeah,
okay.
Flathead and Phillips head.
That
yeah.
One I was nice. Kind of tripped up on. It doesn't make sense.
But I doesn't that. Make sense.
3 for 3, though.
The flathead does make sense. It's the it Phillips does. Head that doesn't make any sense.
Correct. Yes.
I feel like, why would that be called a Phillips, though?
Maybe someone named Philip decided to invent it.
I'll take it.
That's right.
Mr. Phillip.
I mean, Riley, you're doing great. 3 for 3 so far. Dude knowledge. Here we go. Question 4. In what sport would you hear terms birdie, slice, and eagle?
I know eagle is a part of, like, golf. I'm going to go with golf. I'm
going to go with golf.
Yes.
Yep, you got it. Good job. Good job.
Yes.
You are on your way to a perfect score, which I don't think has happened yet.
I don't think it's ever been done.
No, wait. Wait, B may have done that earlier.
Wait, no, yeah, B did.
Absolutely.
But I helped. I helped on one.
You're right.
And
you're right.
I haven't helped yet.
You haven't called Kelly in yet, Riley.
Nope.
Last one for a perfect score. Finish this rock band's name.
Oh, no.
Cage the blank.
Oh.
Elephant. Yeah. Elephant Ride, you got it! Yes! Look at that!
Way to go, Riley. She didn't need no help.
Riley!
I do it by myself.
Crushing it!
Yeah.
That's right. She's got a fiance. She's doing great.
She's got dude knowledge.
That's right.
Can we make her say, I'm Riley and I'm practically a dude?
Sure, why not?
Okay.
My name is Riley and I'm practically a dude.
Yeah, you are, girlfriend!
Oh, shoot. Riley, you're a hoot. Thank you so much for hanging out with the show. We appreciate it. Hang tight real quick, okay?
Thanks.
All right.
Hey, our one viewer on YouTube, Lynette, is really excited.
Our one viewer. Hit subscribe at Ben
one.
And Kelly Show. Dude knowledge. Shoot. On 99.70JX. So we had listened to Shannon's plight earlier this week. She reached out about a couple's trip they were going to go on with friends next week. That was all planned out. They got little kids too. Both of them and their friends both have like little kids. However, there was some drama that went down.
Yeah, so the other husband lost his job from some cheating scandal. And the wife doesn't know about either. Doesn't know he lost a job, doesn't know about the cheating.
Yeah, so like the cheating scandal, those were all hearsay. Like, it was rumors around the office. Apparently they worked together.
Right.
And so he was let go. So was the rumored person as well let go. So they were like, man, it's going to be so awkward.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if we should go.
Yeah, don't know if we should go. Now, we suggested at first, well, maybe you just cancel the trip, you know, even
but
though.
It's like next week.
Yeah, it's next week. So it's kind of quick to just
you
cancel.
You're probably going to be out a lot of money.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. What if it's a deposit that's non-refundable? All sorts of things. There were a lot of listeners, though, that were like, you know what? Kids didn't do anything wrong.
Right.
You should take the trip for the kids.
They've been looking forward to it. Don't punish the kids.
Right. And so, you know, we were kind of like wavering back and forth of like, well, I mean, yeah, that is a good point.
Yeah. I was staunchly on, you can't go. That's too awkward. I mean, how are you going to look at the wife knowing that she doesn't know anything and keep your mouth shut?
Yeah, Kelly has zero poker face. So,
oh yeah, no.
If that
like,
was,
you'd be able to tell if I like was uncomfortable about something.
Especially
I'd be acting weird.
If you worked, if the wife knew that you worked together with her husband,
yes,
be like, you know what? He's been talking weird about work lately, and you'd be like,
yeah, yeah.
Oh shoot! So yeah, so I think we landed on you should probably just not go, but we. Got an update.
Okay.
All caps. We'll get to it coming up next.
All right.
Says Ben and Kelly, all caps. I have an update for you.
Okay.
So that
like
coming.
She speaks our language.
Yes, she does. Shannon's update next on 99.70 JX. Shannon, is going to go on a couples trip next week. Husband of the other couple got fired. Rumors were he was having an affair with someone he worked with.
Scandal, scandal, scandal.
Scandal, scandal. Now we have an update.
Ben and Kelly, I have an update for you. All caps.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'd read it like that.
Yes, absolutely.
Number one, we canceled the trip.
Oh.
Because I'm a government employee and was furloughed.
Oh, all right. Well, that's, yeah.
Number two, the wife reached out.
Oh.
Oh, this is where it gets juicy. The wife said to me, well, are we at least going to see you guys at some point?
Mm.
I responded, telling her, to be honest, my husband and I have had a really hard time with Jack's quick exit, her husband, from work and the rumors around why he was removed.
Mm.
I just can't wrap my head around the rumors and being okay with them. I love you, and you've been such a crucial part in my life and since becoming a mom. I try to parent just like you do. You've taught me so much and gotten me through some of my worst days.
Mm.
I've debated whether to tell you or not to say anything because it isn't my place.
What?
But I also feel like I owe it to you as a friend to be truthful.
She's going to tell her.
I've been a bad friend and should have said something sooner. Your marriage and life is none of our business, but I'm not sure you know the entire truth.
Oh, my gosh. She's going to tell her.
Oh, shut up.
Shannon's going to drop the bomb.
Who knows? Maybe none of the rumors are true.
Oh, my God.
But I honestly have tried to convince myself they aren't, but can't get there.
Mm.
The government shutdown is the reason we canceled our trip, since I'm still working through the furlough and can't travel far.
Okay.
But we both went back and forth for a while on whether we should go or not.
Right, 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 right. Okay.
The wife responded.
Okay.
He told me about the rumors.
Okay.
That's all they are.
Oh.
But it seems like our friendship is over because of them, I guess.
Oh!
At least that's how you're making it sound.
Oh, my gosh.
One of your listeners was correct. It seems like she'll only recognize the affair until she's ready. So I think it's safe to say our friendship is over.
Wow! That was a roller coaster.
That was unexpected. That was unexpected. I mean, I thought she might cancel the trip. I didn't know that she would cancel the friendship.
Yeah, it sounded like the other wife started sort of dropped that line first.
Right. She did kind of jump there.
Yeah.
Didn't she? A little bit?
Yeah, exactly. And it sounded like Shannon was giving her kind of the compliment sandwich where it was like, hey, you know, love you. You guys are great.
But you have some things to work out. Maybe
husband may be cheating,
know.
Rumors. But you guys are great. Everything is great.
I feel awkward being around you until you figure that out, okay?
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, glad that's out in the open now. And she and you know, we did have several listeners that are like, look, that other... The other wife is, she may already know, but she's not going to admit it to herself until she's ready.
Yeah, she's not there yet.
And
but it is interesting, though, that she just jumped to kind of cutting Shannon out. Because I don't think that's what Shannon was saying.
No.
I think she was kind of like, maybe you've got some things to address. I'm going to let you do that. But I don't think Shannon was like, we can't be friends anymore.
Well, hey, look, people come in seasons. And maybe the season of Shannon's friend has come to an end, you know, and there will be others that come along.
Wow.
But yeah.
That's all right. Tough.
Yeah, that is. Well, hey, thank you for keeping us posted on that and following back up. You know, that does stink. I know, I mean, to lose a friendship like that.
Yeah.
That was pretty abrupt.
It was.
And.
But you could tell, like, she was mad. Obviously, the rumors are stressful.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't want to believe them. She's not ready to believe them yet.
Yeah.
He's obviously given her a story, and she's believing it.
Yeah.
Until
she doesn't.
And now I think it probably really cut, because if Shannon was closer than the others, that hurts if she feels like Shannon believes the rumors.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
and
I see that.
She's not ready to believe the rumors.
Yeah, I see that, too.
Oh, wow.
Man. All right. Well, hey, again, Shannon, thank you for following up with us. And I mean, if you've got an opening at that house that you guys rented next week,
Oh, so you want to take over? Maybe.
I'm assuming,
I'll use that so it's not totally wasted.
If there's
that's
an entire,
very generous.
Yeah,
you.
I mean, if there's a house that's just going to sit
right.
empty for a week
right.
in some fun place,
right.
hate to see that go to waste.
Are you going to pay her back?
I mean, what's payment? But knowing that we're now friends.
Oh. The payment is her knowing all the fun you're going to have on her behalf. That's nice.
Yeah, all right. I'm kidding. All right. Hey, thank you, Shannon, for the follow-up on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, keep us posted, though, if anything
yep.
does come back around. If she comes back around and realizes it was harsh to just, like...
Cut you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Drop the hammer on the relationship.
All right, time for some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, you laugh, you lose. A game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun trophy and bragging rights. It's brought to you by the Caravan Comedy Club.
I feel as though you hold the trophy because of your grandma's skirt.
Yeah, absolutely, always. Okay, losers go first. Kelly, that's you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Went into a pet shop and said, can I buy a goldfish?
Okay.
Guy said, do you want an aquarium? Said, I don't care what star sign it is.
Oh. Okay. You know, Kelly, my uncle once told me if you love what you do, you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. He loved being unemployed.
That's great. Absolutely. What a great gig if you can get it.
Right?
I don't think it pays well, though. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Accidentally rubbed ketchup in my eyes.
Oh, no.
Now I have Heinz sight.
Ah, yes. Better than Hunt's sight, I guess.
Right.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what's better than enchiladas?
What is better than enchiladas?
N plus one enchiladas.
Okay. All right. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
An invisible man married an invisible woman.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know what they saw in each other. Their kids were nothing to look at either.
Oh, rough, rough.
Wah, wah.
So I entered an astronomy competition the other day.
You did?
Yeah, didn't come in first.
Oh, that's shocking.
Yeah, I got a constellation prize.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Geography teacher
yeah.
asked if I could name a country with no R in it.
Okay.
I said, no way. No way.
Oh, Norway. Got it.
Really? Took you that long?
Hey, Kelly, what does Vegas have a shortage of melons?
Why does Vegas have a shortage of melons?
Because melons can't elope.
Okay. Safer than what I thought you were going to do with that.
Oh, okay.
Safer.
All right. Family program, Kelly.
You know I'm outdoorsy?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm outdoorsy. My favorite outdoor activity? Getting my packages at the door and bringing them inside.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a dog with no legs?
What do you call a dog
Nothing,
with no legs?
Nothing. It won't come when you call it anyway.
Oh, wow. Savage.
Poor little guy.
Hey, Ben.
Yes?
Walk with me. Mahatma Gandhi, as you know, walked barefoot most of the time, which produced an impressive set of calluses on his feet.
Okay.
He also ate very little, which made him rather frail. And with his odd diet, he suffered from bad breath. This made him a super calloused, fragile mystic hexed by halitosis.
Wow. Impressive.
Thank you.
Kelly, my grandma hates it when I show up to her workplace.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
But in my defense, it's the only strip club in town. I couldn't even get through it.
But that makes sense when you look at how your grandma plays Monopoly.
My grandma took me down.
Riff reference last week for that joke.
All right, enjoy the trophy.
Grandma!
The only one.
Are we going to title this episode Grandma's Job? I think we should.
Grandma's Job. All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX.
Good one.
Thank you. So at work, in your workplace, are you the funny one? Are you the serious one? Do you have a superlative with your name? If you are the funny one, like cracking jokes, people can always rely on you to for a laugh. That may not be great.
Oh, I was going to say, do people think that about us?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. No, they probably think we're just the loud ones.
Yeah.
We're the loud ones.
That's exactly what they think.
100%.
They like, we have salespeople who walk by and go, you know, you have microphones. You don't need to yell. I'm like, listen, yeah. Just because you guys have sticks up your butt doesn't mean that we have to not be ourselves.
Well, listen, people can't see us, so to fully convey the proper emotions when talking about our stories, sometimes we have to get elevated.
So being the funny one at work comes with a couple risks. So I guess jokes that land, you know, you're tossing jokes, they get a laugh.
Sure.
Don't know what that's like over here.
Listen.
Jokes that land can make you seem more confident and competent. So that's good, right?
Okay.
The negative effects, though.
Oh.
Jokes that don't land.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So if you toss out a joke and crickets, right?
Oh, no.
You're like, yeah, that's what she said.
Okay, I got to go back to the copier.
Yeah, right. So the risks for that outweigh the benefits. So you, if you feel like you're the funny one at work and people really seem to dig your material, just keep doing what you're doing, but don't force it. And they say some, the risks could outweigh the benefits of trying to be the funny one.
Oh, no. If you're not good at being the
If you're not good at the funny one, then it's like, all right, this guy is obviously a jokester. He doesn't take anything serious. He's expendable.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah. And his jokes don't land.
That's a little harsh, because maybe he's just trying to, like, you know, buddy up and build some rapport around the office. And he thinks, oh, okay, the best way to do that, if they think I'm funny. Everybody likes funny people, right?
Right. Except just, if you're not funny. That's the problem you run into.
Dang it. So do you keep trying your material at home or with friends? Yeah. And if they like it, then you try it out on your coworkers? Is that what you do?
Okay, well, I actually do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, I'll deliver a line, and if I can get my wife to smile,
oh, she's like, the toughest critic,
like more than just straight face.
Yes,
because you know she's heard all my junk all the time.
Right.
Like she knows, she gets me, she understands. Whatever.
Yes,
but if I can get her to smile,
yeah,
then I'm like,
you're onto something.
Like That's a keeper.
That's a solid one.
That's a keeper.
That's a solid one, yes.
Hang on a second. Can you tell me what I just said again? Because I forgot already. I forgot already. I need to write that one down.
Yes, our spouses are always going to be
The spouses
probably the most harsh critics.
Yeah.
They're going to tell you straight up if it's not funny.
So I don't know if you are considered the funny one at work, but just know that it comes with risks. And if your jokes aren't landing, then you may want to just work on that material.
But listen, to be truly funny, though, you can't be worried about how it's going to be received. You have to fully commit, and you just have to go for it. You can't be letting doubt enter your mind, right?
All right, sure.
If you let doubt enter your mind, and then it's gonna crash and burn, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You're going to crash and burn.
All right, well, forget everything I just said, then.
You just got to jump in, feet first, in the deep end. Just go all out with your material.
Take Kelly's advice, then.
And then if it doesn't work, you quit.
Yes. If you tell a joke and it doesn't land, you just say, here's my resignation.
That was my last day. Thanks so much,
all right,
guys.
Bye. It's been real.
You've been great.
We'll see you.
I'll see myself the door.
I'll show myself the door. Yeah. All right, it's 99.7 DJX. Feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kayla Kay.
This is kind of amazing. The story of a little five-year-old who basically has spent most of her life in the hospital.
Oh.
So her name's Sienna. She's from Utah. Born with a heart condition, congenital heart defect called hypoplastic left heart syndrome, where the left side of the heart doesn't develop fully, can't pump the blood well, had a couple of surgeries, ended up needing a transplant.
Okay.
She finally got that a few months ago because another family chose organ donation. She checked into the hospital at age 2, spent 975 days there.
Oh, my gosh.
She was 2 years old when she went into the hospital. Now she's 5. Our daughter is only alive today because of another family choosing donation.
Our hearts are so full.
Wow. Yeah.
So, and she had to have the surgery in Texas. So when it was time to finally come home, her neighbors decked the whole town in pink and purple streamers and balloons. They had homemade posters to welcome her home. Princess Sienna, welcome home. And they're going to have to go back to Texas every 6 weeks for checkup appointments. She's got physical therapy, feeding therapy, just, you know, trying to catch up on being a family and living in a house together after living apart for so long.
Wow.
Yeah, unbelievable story. You can see in its entirety at WDJX.com, brought to you by Sam Maggie, our injury lawyers.
It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Aw, you ready to hear Don G and our Setting the Bar story?
I sure do, but she's super excited to be making an appearance on our show.
You know, there really should be a hangry clause where you can blame your actions on the fact that you were just really hungry, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without freaking out and causing over $1,000 in damages over a dollar worth of sauce, then you're doing okay.
Oh, come on now.
Yeah, that's Brianna.
Oh, Brianna.
So she walks into a Little Caesars here in Louisville and picks up a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so she's like, hey, can I get an extra sauce on that? And so they're like, yeah, sure. It's a dollar.
Okay.
And Brianna wasn't having that.
Oh.
Here's Dawn G from Wave.
Police say Haynes called in an order, and when she came to pick it up, she asked for extra sauce. The worker explained it was a $1 charge, and police say that's when Haynes lost it.
Yeah, footage shows Brianna knocking items from the counter, computer register, $1,000 worth of damage.
Over a dollar?
Yeah.
Oh, Brianna.
Like I said.
Oh, we're going to need to handle like our disappointment. You're disappointed over a dollar. They're charging you a dollar.
Well, again, I'm thinking that we need to add a hangry clause.
No.
To this.
No, we don't.
So anyways.
That's not going to excuse it, Brianna. Brianna.
This happened earlier in the year, and just now, like, I think the police are catching up on, like, the charges and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, anyways, Brianna, she had a moment there at the Little Caesars here in Louisville, so.
We are going to need to develop some skills in handling our
stress.
Frustration and stress.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right.
And if you're getting that frustrated, oh, it's not like they're saying we don't have the sauce. They had the sauce.
It's just behind a $1 paywall.
You had to just pay a dollar. And if you can afford to buy the food to begin with, can you cough up another dollar?
Well, you know, Little Caesars is pretty cheap.
Want?
So, like, maybe she had a $5 bill and it was a $5 pizza. You know what I mean?
I used to work at Little Caesars. I know the inner workings. They have tasty food. But let's not go nuts over being charged a dollar.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without freaking out, causing over $1,000 worth of damages over a $1 sauce, then you're doing okay.
See, because then now you land in this kind of spotlight. Yeah. And we all know that you lost your mind over sauce.
And then
sauce.
Dawn G has to report
and
on you.
Dawn G has to do that.
And listen,
that.
We don't want to put extra stress on Dawn.
No, we do not.
No, she's a beloved member of the community.
Yeah,
she
let's
doesn't
think
need
about
to be
Dawn.
Yes, think about her, please. For goodness sake. She doesn't want to be reporting about you.
No, she doesn't want to report on your mischief.
She'd love to report on, like, lost puppies that are found, you know?
Also, let's think about the Little Caesars now who has damage to clean up because you got mad over the dollar fee for the sauce.
All right. Anyways, but we digress. That is your Setting the Bar story.
Lots of lessons here.
Yes. On 99.7 DJX. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. I will say that, you know, Bad Bunny has had quite a week, announced as the Super Bowl halftime show. He's also going to be on Saturday Night Live over the weekend. The only reason I bring this up is his promos are really funny. It's like they've gotten the whole Bad Bunny is a little too comfortable hanging with the staff. For Saturday Night Live.
No, it's so cool that Bad Bunny's back. I feel like he's been here a lot recently. You think he's getting comfortable with us?
Yeah, for sure. I can't tell if he's, like, too comfortable.
Hey, Yang. It's okay that I'm using your toothbrush, right?
It's okay that I'm using your toothbrush, right?
What?
I give it back to you. Thank you. What's up, slut?
Slut?
I love the way we yoke.
You don't know. I love the way, we joke. I love the way we joke. You don't know me that well.
Me that well.
See you around. Let's go for a coffee. So it's cool that my friends stay at your place for the week, right?
Today's literally my first day.
It's my friend, his baby, his dog. Be careful. He bites.
The dog?
All of them.
Wow.
He's funny. Anyways, we've got that. You can see it up, WDJX.com. But yeah, he and Doja Cat are going to be on this weekend. So you can see that, like we all do, on YouTube later. all right, Sabrina now on 99.7 DJX. And Kelly, finally, you have the floor.
I feel as though we need to talk about something that was kind of quietly unrolled yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that there are serious talks underway.
Mm-hmm.
For NSYNC reunion tour! Why are you not hitting NSYNC right now?
Okay, fine. There you go. Okay, all right. So give us the lowdown. What is happening?
Band is turning 30.
Okay, how's that make you feel?
30.
Anyways.
It's the 30th anniversary. Perfect time to hit the road for an arena tour.
Wow.
They're talking late next year. Now, TMZ is saying the serious talks are going on with four of the five members. I'm going to give you your first guess on who's
the holdout?
Participating. Who's the holdout at this point?
Oh, are his initials JT?
Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
So, but despite that, the promoters are thinking the four guys will still sell out arenas and stadiums.
I think that's right. I think people will be upset maybe that Justin isn't there, but they could hold their own without him, I think.
Because you know what we have? We have a JC Chassez.
Oh.
The other lead singer of NSYNC, which is Justin.
Well, yes. And then, you know, I mean, we chatted with Chris Kirkpatrick not too long ago, and he's still with it. Like,
he has been all about it.
Yes.
Yes. Because probably of all of them, he has the most time to be all about it.
I mean, he needs to make sure that he can get some time off at the Gap, but
listen, he was on the tour. He came by because he was on tour. I know.
I make fun.
Which was great. And then Joey Fatone.
He lives right down in Nashville. He's good.
Yeah, exactly. So these boys, like, they miss that. They miss the crowds and the fandom. I mean, there is just rabid fandom.
Well, sure. It's intoxicating. They're performers.
Exactly. And I feel as though the four of them can still bring the NSYNC thunder, even with JT not there.
And look,
I'm not saying that JT's not ever going to jump on board at some point.
He just doesn't want to commit to the entire tour.
Exactly. So we'll keep you posted.
So when they do their date in Billings, Montana, maybe Justin will. Doesn't he have a place in Montana?
Yeah, I think he does. Yes.
Then maybe he'll roll on over. Up. Right, exactly.
Yes. But, you know, he's come out with saying that he's got Lyme disease and that might be contributing
to that
decision.
Yeah.
So just know there are serious talks. It might be happening.
Okay.
It might be next year.
All right. Well, we'll keep you posted on that. Okay. All right. So, hey, if you missed anything from the show, we had a lot on this show to catch up on. WDGX.com, tap listen.
Oh, and then we also got a listener in trouble because she thought she was texting us and she did not.
Yeah. Yeah,
she texted somebody's boyfriend and asked, basically made it look like she was accusing him of cheating.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. So, if you get random text messages that accuse your boyfriend of cheating, Yes,
they
maybe
might
pay,
be meaning to text.
Yes,
us.
Maybe pay attention to it, but also know that it could be just someone getting our number wrong. So,
yep,
you text us at 502-795-1997. Put it in your
Correct.
Phone, label it, okay?
But double check before you hit send.
Yes, there you go. All right, guys, have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.